This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Curry calls up post again, gets the screen, goes away from the screen, now fades to his right, fires away, it's up and good! Another three. The Warriors up 112-94.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Sometimes you need to remember that it's a show.
Our show?
Well, all shows.
Yeah.
In this particular case, I'm not talking about this show.
Everything is a show.
Sometimes you gotta remember it's a show.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. We got something for you here in a second.
Talk to me.
Okay. And our conversation with Steve Kerr is like 5 minutes away. Want to tell everybody about the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Someone's going to go to Vegas, travel accommodations on us, winner plus three guests, total of four in the party. And oh, by the way, $20,000.
Wait, say that part again?
Okay, travel, accommodations.
Yeah, that I get.
You and three guests.
Fine. I could find three friends, I guess.
$20,000.
So if I won $20,000 as a guy who has no friends, I bet you I could find three friends pretty fast. Seriously.
Major, I'll be your friend.
Well, I was going to say, between
I'll be the three friend.
Of you, you get about enough of me. Grandy secretly can't stand me. And Lucas, I don't think, cares a bit about me. But if I won this, all of a sudden, now, how you like me now?
Grandy.
First of all, you made Lucas laugh. And second of all, that clip makes you sound like the FanDuel announcer of the Miami Heat game.
Grandy. Alec Burks.
Alec Burks.
Kabam. Kapow.
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 Three-pointer.
I meant Wiggins, but it doesn't matter because I have a cool catchphrase. Kapow.
Celtics are 2 for 10. Burks for 3. Kaboom.
Burks, kaboom.
It only gets better with every replay.
Kaboom.
For those of you just joining us,
kaboom.
That would be Andrew Wiggins' first basket as a member of the Miami Heat. They called him Alec Burks. Okay. Anyway, back to Vegas. Travel accommodations, you and three guests, $20K.
Kaboom.
Staying at Circa. Please say that after every blackjack hand that I win.
Thank you.
You're staying at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. That makes it a destination sensation.
Cha-ching.
And you will visit the biggest March Hoops party.
Cha-ching!
At Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is easy. You download the free Odyssey app, you log in, you listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour, and that's your daily entry. You're in. That's it. It's a national contest. Again, you download the app, you log in, and if you listen for at least an hour, they automatically run you in there. And in fact, right when it gets logged in, there's a guy that receives your name and goes, kaboom. And you're in.
In.
And that's it. You might be heading to Vegas in March with $20,000.
Kaboom.
Speaking of other kabooms.
It's always a show.
Yeah.
So check this out.
Okay.
I was just handed this. The NBA All-Star Game Tournament matchup.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those of you who are still confused by how this will work, you saw Charles Barkley, Kenny, and Shaq each draft a team over the weekend.
Oh, I'm going to take Jaylen Brown.
Okay, that's...
I kind of like his game.
That's only three teams. We're going to need a fourth team. And these little mini pods, these teams are going to play a little tournament, right? You got two versus two. So what's the fourth team? Well, it's the Rising Stars champion. Okay? So the Rising Stars are going to play one of the teams. I hope you're asking the fair question. Which team of All-Stars gets to play against the Rising Stars? Oh, wouldn't you know it, they made fun of Shaq for drafting old guys. Maybe that was purposeful. Because who did he draft?
Well, I drafted all the 30-year-old All-Stars. Guys about my age. Guys I can get along with, not these young snappers.
Thank you. He drafted the biggest names in the league. He drafted Steph. He drafted LeBron. He drafted Durant. They're all on his team. Guess who they get to play? The Pups.
Yeah.
Guess what's going to happen? They're going to win. And then they're going to move on to take on either Chuck's team or Kenny's team. And I'll predict right now, they're going to play Chuck's team. Why? Because Chuck and Shaq are the two funny ones. And because Shaq, with his old guys, going up against Chuck, who I think has sort of the, like, flavor of the month players. Nikola Jokic,
yep.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
Wembanyama, Shengun. You got the goon.
And Shengun.
You got the goon.
And Cat.
Meow.
So, that's my prediction. That's what you're going to see. Chuck's team is going to play Shaq's team.
You're saying the fix is in.
It's a show.
I was looking for odds on the website at which I make my wagers, and they're not out yet. But I would imagine, based on what you're saying, Shaq's OGs will probably be the favorite to win this, wait for it, cockamamie All-Star tournament.
Listen to Kenny's team. Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero. Yes, Ant is on there. Jaren Jackson, Evan Mobley, and Jalen Williams. They literally looked at Kenny and went, "We just take all the leftovers. Sorry, you get Ant. You get Ant and all the other dudes who earn their way in that nobody really wants to see. Jalen Williams. All right.
I like the player.
Yeah,
I do like too. The pick.
Chuck's playing Shaq. Let's go live to Lucas Alexander, the director of sports, with this addition to the program.
In case you were wondering, of the Rising Stars teams, there are four of them. That will happen Friday night. The Warriors have a player on 75% of those teams, so three out of the four. So the Warriors have a 75% chance to be playing, at least one of their players playing against that Shaq's OG's team on Sunday.
Okay.
Pat Spencer on a team, Brandon Pajamski on a team.
And TJD. Trace. Yeah.
Also another...
Wait, can you just real quick, Pat Spencer's on a team?
G League up next.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He's got
okay.
next.
Okay.
Pat can play, dog.
I'm not disrespecting.
Yeah.
Multi-sport athlete.
If we've gotten to a point where we're having an all-star game and we're going to have a team comprised of the G League, we got nexts.
Pat Spencer against Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
We might as well put in Mac McClung in the slam dunk. I mean, what are we doing?
Speaking of Mac McClung, he's on that G League got next team.
Of course he is.
Breaking news, they will not be the team representing the Rising
he's
Stars.
He's had next for the last 6 years.
Also, I don't know if you heard the announcement today. Kevin Hart will be an on-court MC for the All-Star Game Sunday.
Oh, he's actually been running around out there.
Like some Rucker Park. Oh, Steph Curry, kaboom!
I like it.
Nice. Found the
smallest comedian in the planet so that he won't get in the way.
I think Draymond also is going to be a part of that somehow.
Kaboom!
Seth Curry, kaboom!
Kaboom!
Might have been Steph.
I tell you what.
Stand on it!
You know who's got next? Steve Kerr's got next. Steve Kerr's got next. We went out to Dallas earlier this afternoon to catch up with Steve Kerr. Out to the River Islands guest line we go. It is time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. It's been a great start for Jimmy Butler with the Warriors. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. And these two wins since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler certainly have everybody's eyebrows up. I wonder if you could kind of take us through the effect of the last 6 days. An emotional night 6 days ago when you trade some players away. But now this boost of these two games, how much of it do you attribute directly to Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing really kind of captures what the NBA can be, you know, where you have to say goodbye to guys who you love, you know, and then you welcome a new guy and you feel a little burst of energy and maybe a, you know, resuscitation of the season. And it's a reminder that, you know, this is all part of it. And it, as much as you you hate to see guys go and you grow attached to people, It's always about winning, and you know the players understand that, and coaches understand that. But you know, whatever it takes to win, that's what you have to do. And I think ultimately, it was obvious we needed a change in this season. We were kind of stuck in mud, and this seems like the best possible move we could have made. And I give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit. I mean, he's done an incredible job since he's been here. You know, under difficult circumstances, but he's think about the guys he's traded for, the guys he's drafted. You know, we got a pretty good group, and it's exciting.
Can you take us through the moment where you had to call the team back in the locker room to deliver the news? You obviously had some inkling that something might be afoot, but in the moment when it becomes confirmed, how do you, as the head coach, go about getting everybody back in the room and then delivering the tough news?
Well, there's not exactly a handbook for it, but, you know, the bottom line is these guys are all great friends and tight, and, you know, you're together every single day, so there's no way you can not gather everybody together. You know, everybody needs to say goodbye and to have a final moment together when something like this happens, and it's not always possible. You know, a lot of times guys get traded, and they're at home, and you know that's it. And this was a rare occasion where a trade happened, you know, at the arena where the whole team is there. It happened one other time in my existence. That was when we traded Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson in Brooklyn right before a game about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And so it was, it's a strange moment, but it's one that I think you have to have with the group just to be able to express thanks and say goodbye.
Coach, I have to admit then, after the game, I was surprised to hear you say you've never even met Jimmy Butler. How, with all the dealings throughout the league, how is that possible? And then what were your first impressions?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you, I would say probably half the guys in the league I've actually shaken hands with and met. A lot of guys you just play against, but you don't really... You know, you don't spend time with them. You don't really, you know, say anything to them or vice versa. And so that was the case with Jimmy. Obviously, he's been in the East, you know, for most of his career. So only played him a couple times a year. And there was just never a moment where we, you know, even said hello. So it's a brand new relationship, but, you know, it's great timing. I mean, what I've learned in this league is everything is about timing for players, for organizations. When you get a guy, it's so crucial, and it feels like we're getting him at the right time for him and for us.
Well, now that you've known him a long time, I mean, 5 days by my count, it's time for some sweeping judgment, Steve. What have you made so far of just working with Jimmy? I know it's a really, really small sample, but what has surprised you most about having Jimmy in the building?
I don't know if anything has surprised me. You know, it's just really fun to see him play when he's on your team and you get to watch the tape and you see all the little things that he does. And it makes sense, you know, because he's not a guy who jumps off the page like, you know, like other players in the league who are, you know, maybe more athletic or better shooters or whatever. It's just, it's the totality of the package with Jimmy. It's the incredible IQ, the amazing fundamentals. I mean, you saw the play he was making against the zone last night where he'd catch in the middle, you know, pivot like it was John Wooden basketball camp, in 1974, and then make a perfect bounce pass to Quentin or Draymond for a dunk. It's like, you'd be surprised, but there aren't that many guys in the NBA who have that level of a fundamental base. So when it comes in a star player's body and package, it's really powerful. And so watching the tape this morning and after the Chicago game, you just get a sense of why Jimmy is so great, and it's everything. It's the competitiveness, it's the skill, it's the passing, it's the awareness, the feel. He's just got an amazing game.
Coach Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, there's what we all see on the basketball court. I'm interested in what we don't see. How has he fit into the locker room so far?
He's been great. He's right in the middle of the card game on the plane with Draymond and Steph. There seems to be a lot of laughter in that locker room. He's a very charismatic guy. And I think, like I said, it's great timing. I mean, he needed a change, obviously. He had a great run in Miami, and he was ready for something different. And we needed a burst, and you can feel that it's a good fit, both on the court and in the locker room. He's just got really good energy about him. He's thrilled to be here. The guys are happy he's here, and there's a sense of confidence that he can really help us get where we want to go.
Coach, I'm interested in this because we all know what was being said about Jimmy in Miami and everything that was going on there for the weeks leading up to this. And so that locker room fit, there was even a report at one point that you and Steph Curry were kind of curious about the locker room fit. With what we know about a big personality like that, to what level was that something you guys talked about and considered?
Well, it's not nearly as big of a deal or as much of a thing as you think it might be. I mean, honestly, Steph and I do not have a huge role in this stuff. Mike is great about, checking in with us, letting us know, what he's thinking, what deals are potentially out there. But neither Steph nor I is dictating any of this stuff. And that's how it should be. I mean, I believe in the separation of church and state. I think it's really hard for a coach to make personnel moves or a star player to dictate them. There's a reason that it's a healthy separation. And so I think any of these conversations were not nearly as extensive and as detailed as you might think. It was more, Mike touching base occasionally during the last couple weeks and saying, hey, here's what we're working on, and that's about it.
And here he is, and it seems to me to be a great fit after two games, but how does it change the way you go about playing from a pace and tempo standpoint and maybe less of a reliance on the three-point shot? When you look at it through two games, how does it change the way you go about playing?
Well, he just, based on who he is, he automatically controls the game. It's really interesting. I mean, all we did was give him three or four plays that we run, couple out of bounds plays, and that's it. We had a shoot around, one shoot around in the last 3 days, and no practice time other than that. And it didn't matter. Like, he just knows how to play, and there's a tempo and a pace that he plays at, never gets sped up, and it's not impacting like the number of threes we're taking. In fact, I think it's improving our shot quality. But what the biggest thing is the his ability to pass and manipulate defenses means Steph and Buddy and those guys are Moses. They're getting better looks on the back end of possessions, much like Steph did, in the early years with Andre and Sean Livingston and guys like that who just had great feel, like Jimmy. So the possessions seem cleaner, and then the ability to get to the line, which is something we frankly never had since I've been here. I think 28 free throws in two games. Amazing the calming effect that free throws have on a game. And so Jimmy's bringing all of that to the table and more.
Steve, the core of this team has been in place for so long. And sure, there was Durant for a period of time and obviously Clay throughout most of it. But Steph and Draymond are like the heartbeat of the whole organization. how does the stew kind of change with this new ingredient? You know what I mean? Like, how does the identity of the whole squad adjust with a presence like Jimmy Butler now on it?
I think it's interesting just, you know, being a part of a team, you know, year after year, and you see the subtle shifts in the psychology, the emotion, the confidence. Some of it is based on the roster itself. Some of it is based on the rest of the league, you know, where the league is and you know, how other teams are doing. And so I just think we had gotten to a point, you know, that really this year where we didn't have the whatever it is, you know, however you want to describe it, we didn't have the it factor anymore. And wasn't anybody's fault. Sometimes you just need new blood. I think the West has gotten so much better. Teams around us have gotten so much better. And frankly, we needed what Jimmy is bringing us, which is kind of a, you know, a star confidence. You know, you can just feel his presence and his force. And I think it's infusing the team with some energy, some new energy that we needed.
And maybe some new confidence as well. Is it fair to say that? And you got Quentin Post, who is now suddenly emerging, and Moses Moody getting more minutes, and Buddy Hield looks to be coming a little bit out of his funk. Is that a byproduct of a star and the confidence he brings, or is it the way he plays in terms of getting other guys involved in better spaces?
It's both. It's confidence that he brings to the group, but it's basketball IQ. And you know, this is, to me, this is what made the Warriors special from 15 to, you know, through 22, was just the incredible IQ that supported Steph and Clay. You know, the ability to create stuff out of nothing and to create really good possessions that generated, you know, open threes on the back end rather than just coming down and launching threes, which you know, we saw more of that, I think, the last, you know, this year, early in the season, for sure. So it's a combination of all that. But, you know, I mentioned earlier what Mike has done in his year and a half here. You know, these guys who he's brought in, Brandon and Quentin and, you know, Jimmy, I mean, to me, these guys are rounding out our team in a really important way. Chris Paul last year, you know, very, very similar. Just adding the IQ and the feel that allows Steph to really thrive has been hugely important. And I think Mike has played a big role in all that.
Hey, Steve, before we completely move on from any Andrew Wiggins-related kind of conversation, I'd love to know how you guys created the environment that allowed him to thrive. Because it wasn't necessarily hitting exactly right in Minnesota. And whatever the mix was here with you guys, it seemed to bring out the best in him. What's your read on that?
I just think Steph Curry brings the best out in everyone around him. Coaches, players. I think the organization that we've built, you know, that Bob Myers built, that Joe Lacob has built, we have amazing people. You know, Rick Celebrini is a great example of someone who helps set the culture. And we got a lot of really good people who create a, you know, healthy environment for players to really thrive in. But it all comes back to Steph. This guy is such a special player, such a special human being. He embraces everybody. So to me, Steph brings out the best in his teammates, and I think he brought out the best in Wiggs and gave him, you know, the space and the confidence to be himself, but also to fit in with what we did. And then Wiggs was exactly what we needed, you know, at that time, transitioning away from Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston. We desperately needed Wiggs' length and athleticism, defense, you know, ability to attack. And I will never forget Wiggs, what an incredible teammate he was, human being. And, of course, the 22 championship, which, you know, we don't win without him. What a great guy to coach, a wonderful person to be around every day. And we're going to miss Wiggs.
in light of all that, how difficult was it in that moment to have to deliver the news, which, you know, in our business, Steve, Mark and I have been doing the trade machine, and it seems like every trade involves Andrew Wiggins when you're playing around with that trade machine, and yet when it actually happens, it had to be a visceral, emotional moment for everyone.
Yeah, it was tough, but I think Andrew, to his credit, handled it really well. He knew that it was a real possibility, given all the rumors, given his conversations with his agent. I think, you know, he was well aware that this was a real possibility. Doesn't take away the shock of it, but yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's these are moments that are really difficult in the NBA, but they're part of it, and you know it when you come in. You learn it, you figure it out as you go. As a young player, you see guys come and go, and you realize, oh man, that's going to be me someday. For 99% of these guys, and so you have to accept it and hopefully even embrace it, because it helps a lot if you can kind of approach it that way and still give the best of yourself every day.
Hey, Coach, where's this Quentin Post story going, man? Like, he's on a two-way contract one week. The next week, he's screaming at people and knocking down multiple threes. Like, what? Where are we going with this guy?
Pretty impressive, isn't it? The guy was a 51st pick, and it's funny because after the fact, it's always easy to say, well, man, he should have been picked a lot higher, you know, but I think what was overlooked was just his toughness and his, I call it play speed. I think I read that expression when I was reading about Puka Nacua last year when the Rams drafted him. And I was, you know, I love football. I love this stuff. And the Rams were talking about, yeah, he only ran a 4.6, but he looked fast, way faster on tape. And when you watch Quentin, you know, your first instinct, well, big 7-foot white guy is not going to be that quick, but he plays fast. Like he's so demonstrative with what he does because he sees the game. He processes things really quickly. So, you know, he makes the pass quickly. He makes the rotation quickly. He rolls quickly. He catches and shoots it. And there's no hesitation in his game. So it makes him quicker than what he probably is. But that's kind of the game right there. You know, that's why he's making this adjustment so well.
You know, you just sounded like you were describing Brock Purdy. Like you just used a lot of the same stuff that people say when they talk about Brock.
Totally agree. That's a really good comp in that regard. It's, you know, there's different kinds of athleticism. You know, there's the run and jump stuff, but there's the processing stuff. Patrick Mahomes, you know, has it, Tom Brady obviously had like incredible processing skills, and so the quarterbacking stuff, I'm sure that's a big part of that. But I think it's a big part of any athlete in a team sport where you have to make decisions quickly. You know, how fast can you process the game? Quentin can process it really quickly, and he happens to be a skilled passer and shooter. So this thing looks like it's got staying power.
So, Steve, he's certainly worked his way into your lineup now, and I'm not going to ask you about a lineup 5, 6, 7 games from now, but I am curious about this. Like, what do you foresee when Jonathan Kuminga comes back from this perspective? Like, how were you feeling before he got hurt about how he was handling the role off the bench in those particular minutes?
JK was, I thought he was playing the best basketball of his career those last couple weeks before he got hurt, and that was his minutes came off the bench, but you know he didn't mind. I mean, he was playing a lot. He was playing 30 plus minutes. So whether it's off the bench or as a starter, the thing I'm most interested in with Jonathan is picking up where he left off, because what he was doing was making quick decisions, making simple plays, and just playing the game. And it looked to me like things had slowed down for him quite a bit. And that's when guys can really start to blossom, when they see the game more clearly. And that's what I'm excited about, you know, getting JK back whenever it is in a couple weeks, hopefully. I can't wait to get him back out there.
little bit of a different look going to Dallas in the game tomorrow. No Kuminga for you. They've got Clay. They don't have Luka. You've got Jimmy Butler. It seems like a year ago all of this would have been nonsensical, but you look at this Dallas team and where they are and how your team is playing. Are you getting a sense of urgency knowing that, you know, you've openly said you need to climb up to the six if possible?
Well, we'd like to. That's the goal. It's going to be difficult, but obviously, you know, shoot for six, get as high up as you can. Just having been in the play-in a couple of times, I can tell you seven or eight is way better, getting two cracks than 9 or 10 and just getting one. You know, you got to win two straight. That's a tougher proposition. So we're trying to climb the ladder, and we know that the only way to do that is by being rock solid. We got to get lucky with our health. But the good news is Jimmy's a great fit. We got a lot of guys who are playing well, and we've got a chance here to build some momentum. So, yeah, two big games coming before the break.
Coach, you're in Dallas, and I know you're well aware that fan base is going through it right now after that trade and feeling some frustration. There's even been some very unfortunate behavior, death threats toward Nico Harrison, et cetera. I wonder what your sense is of that, and if you can compare it to anything else that you've experienced in NBA life, maybe even all of the Krause and Reinsdorf stuff back in the day. Like, what's your thought on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough. I, when I was GM in Phoenix, I got death threats after the Shaq trade. We traded Sean Marion for Shaq, and I got some death threats via email. And, you know, you sort of know deep down, like, nobody's really going to try to kill you over a basketball trade, you know. But it's really disconcerting at the same time, you know, to have somebody threaten your life. So I really feel for Nico, and you know, it's terrible behavior. It's sort of modern society, modern life, the way we live with social media, with, you know, it sort of gives everybody, you know, this free rein to write whatever they want when they clearly wouldn't say something like that to another person's face. But it's all, you know, it's all part of modern life, and it's really sad. And I feel terrible for Nico, and hopefully, you know, this doesn't last too long.
To take it to a lighter subject, what does the 1997 3-point shootout champion say to Buddy Hield before this weekend?
You don't say anything ever to Buddy Hield. You just you hand him the ball and you let it rip. So I got no advice for Buddy.
You don't ever talk to Buddy Hield, Coach?
I never talked to him about shooting. Talk to him about everything else. But you don't say anything about shooting. This guy, he puts up more shots than anybody, including Steph, by the way. You know, we have this tracking stuff in our facility where, you know, that we can look at every single practice attempt from our guys and know how many they made, how many they attempted in the last month. This guy shoots more shots than anybody, I think, probably in the history of the planet. It's incredible. He loves to shoot so much. He's in the gym all the time, just firing away. It's beautiful to watch him shoot. And he's one of those guys who's just, you just kind of want to leave alone and let him rip. And I think he's going to do great for that reason. He's not going to think a whole lot. He's just going to get out there and shoot 25 of them and see what happens.
Okay. Well, Coach, if you don't want to say anything about Buddy, do you want to say anything real quick about this new All-Star format, what you think about it?
Yeah, I have not thought one bit about it, and nor will I think one bit about it when I go to San Diego next weekend and play golf.
Where are you playing, Coach?
I live in San Diego in the off-season. It's kind of our home base, So I play right there in Rancho Santa Fe nearby where we live, and it's really a great course, and I got good friends who are there, and so I'll get out a couple times and get away. It'll be nice.
Okay, Coach, two wins in a row. Two more would be real nice. Good luck rest of the week. Enjoy that golf course, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Okay, there he goes. That is Coach Kerr. There it is, Steve Kerr, right here on Willard and Dibbs, as he is every single week. That was kind of a little bit of a whoa there at the end, that he received death threats when he traded Shaq.
Right. He traded for Shaq. He traded Sean Marion.
Sorry, Chef. Yeah. Sean Marion for Shaq.
The Matrix. He traded the Matrix and got Shaq.
At the very end of his career.
Right, and people not happy about giving up a guy with maybe one of the ugliest shots in the history of the association.
I think it definitely was, unless...
That little two-handed pucker push.
Yeah, unless you want to go back to Lonzo Ball as a rookie. This is the only time I think there's been a jump shot that's been more uncomfortable than Sean Marion.
Pretty bad.
Marion literally looked like he was backspinning it. Like he would flip it from his stomach.
Right.
It was a really, really odd-looking shot.
Super odd. And, you know, for Steve to have received death threats for that trade, and then you look to what we have now in Dallas where fans are showing up with coffins. Did I see that? And, like, trying to put Nico Harrison in a coffin and all that.
I mean, look, I'm not going to make light of any of that because it's ridiculous behavior. At the same time, when you work in, I talk about this a lot. When you work in a job that people care about, like a lot of people don't care about the results of your job. They just don't. Like even your best friends, we're dudes. I don't even know what most of my best friends do for a living.
Yeah.
Something in finance, you know? And I'm like, you're going to be okay. Like, I don't, is your company one or are they two or are they three? I don't know. And I really don't care. You're going to be fine either way. But when you're the general manager of a sports team, you know this. You know the baseline of the whole thing. People have an irrational care about what you're doing. And so,
and they also think that they know what you need to do with your job. That's the other piece of it.
I guess the point I'm getting at is not that death threats are okay, but if Nico didn't know that his fan base was going to go crazy when he traded Luka Doncic in the middle of the night, I would argue he does not have any finger on pulse of anything anywhere.
And the fans...
Like, of course they were.
And they're not always right. And in fact, the fans are usually wrong. I go back to the Chris Mullin retirement ceremony where Joe Lacob got booed. And it was on the heels of them trading Monte Ellis to acquire Andrew Bogut, who became a big part of the first championship.
Correct.
So all the fans who booed that night, and I was at home watching it on TV... chuckling at the whole spectacle of
it. Come on, people.
The whole thing is just an unbelievable TV event, but it turned out that was the right trade. It turned out that was a good trade. Andrew Bogut, you don't win the first title without Andrew Bogut.
Brother, if you could have seen me when the Giants traded Chris Brown, their young third baseman, Chris Brown, and got this, who? Kevin Mitchell,
yeah.
Who? Who the hell is this guy? And then he homered twice in his first game and 2 years later won the MVP. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good trade.
Good trade.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. I was behind that trade all along.
Exactly.
My team knows what they're doing.
Speaking of the Giants, we got ourselves a little Giant guest tomorrow.
We do. We got
Mark
a banger.
Willard.
We got a banger. Yeah, Buster Posey's on the show tomorrow.
Bingo.
And then so's Greg Cosell, just to put you back in your pocket.
I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming off a huge Cosell week last week where I got that's a great question and that's a hard question.
Yeah, you did. In the same question.
Right.
It was a great question and a hard one to answer, which brings into question whether or not it was a great question.
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
I got a couple more for you tomorrow, Cosell.
I can't
wait. You better put your thinking cap on now.
It's a hell of a day. It's the season wrap with Greg Cosell, and Buster Posey is on the show as well. So all of that is coming. And by the way, we're not done yet here. So it's been a big Jimmy Butler day. Two games in. If you want to talk about what has excited you the most about eight quarters of Jimmy Butler, we're here for you. 888- 957-9570 is the number. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians will check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, he's been great. He's right in the middle of the card game on the plane with Draymond and Steph. There seems to be a lot of laughter in that locker room. You know, he's a very charismatic guy, and it's great timing. I mean, he needed a change, obviously. He had a great run in Miami, and he was ready for something different, and we needed a burst, and you can feel that it's a good fit, both on the court and in the locker room. He's just got really good energy about him. He's thrilled to be here. The guys are happy he's here, and there's a sense of confidence that he can really help us get where we want to go.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Hey!
Let's go, coach. I go into the offseason off a victory.
Yeah, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah.
Did I spell it right? That's different than the mayor. Was it the mayor out there who messed that thing up?
Is that who it was?
Somebody out there in Philly like started doing the chant. They're like, E-A-G-E-S-L-Y. Yeah! So anyway, Jimmy Butler's a good fit. There it is.
Yeah.
You know what's not a good fit?
Tell me.
It's not a good fit to tease, hey, we want to talk to you about Jimmy Butler at 888-957-9570. And then have the two producers of the show not unlock the phone lines. Guys, like the contest is over for the day. What are you so scared about? No, don't unlock them now, Luke. It's too late now. It's too late now. I want you to have some, like, accountability. It's over. It's too late. That's it.
Oh, hand up. My bad.
He re-locked them.
Yeah, it's lack of communication. It's all it is. It's okay, because actually we got other stuff we want to get to. First of all, I received a text message. You all know I think I've talked about it enough. Like, I teach, which it's crazy that schools let me do this, but yeah, they let me talk to students and tell them how it's going to be in life. But anyway, I just got a text about an hour ago from one of my students. Tonight, on Tuesday, I will drive home and immediately open up my computer and host a class from my house online.
At 7 o'clock.
On Zoom, at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Assuming I move my car and you can actually get home, but that's neither here nor there.
This is with Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. I'll be teaching an advanced sportscasting class, and you know what tonight is? Tonight's the midterm.
Oh, boy.
Tonight's
already?
The midterm. I cannot, yes.
It's February 11th.
Quarter system.
Ah, gotcha.
Quarter system. Anyway, I cannot wait to tell you the text message I just got.
And from a student?
And I badly want to know what Dan Dibley, how you would have responded to this.
Professor Dibley.
Okay? This is a 10-week class. It's a quarter system. Okay? And the final exam is coming up in less than a month. All these little tykes are going to drive up here and go to a Warrior game and cover the Warrior game. It's going to be their final. Anyway, I got to tell you about this. This is great. But first, Slam Dunk in Vegas contest is on. Travel and accommodations for four. That's a winner and three guests to Las Vegas and $20,000. I don't want to roll over that too quick. $20,000.
It's big.
Okay, you'll be staying at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It is the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. And winning is very easy. You just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen for a minimum of an hour a day, and your daily entry is in automatically. Poof. Odyssey app, log in, listen for at least an hour, and you're in. National contest, download the Odyssey app now, and good luck. You might go to Vegas with 20 grand.
Awesome.
Okay? So check this out. What would you all have said? Grandy, Lucas, you could weigh in on this too.
Yeah, 888-957-957.
Yeah, probably not.
Good luck.
Anyway. I'm going to protect the name of the somewhat innocent.
Okay.
What would you have done? Again, it's a 10-week class. All right. Hey, Professor Willard. It's my birthday today, so I won't be able to make it to class. Is there any chance I could make up the midterm at a later date? Your response, please.
When did you get this? Is it a text or an email?
This is a text message. I let these students have my number.
Okay.
Hit me up. I'm remote. I'm not there.
And you got this between, during the time of our show, 2 to 6?
4:10 p.m.
So
the class starts at 7. The midterm's at 7. It's 4:10 p.m.
And I'm assuming that he knew it was his birthday before 4:09 p.m.
I cannot confirm.
Okay.
But
He or she, they. Let's do it.
It's a he.
All right.
It's a he. Yeah.
Well, the response is there will be no makeup. I cannot accommodate your last minute request for a makeup based on the fact that it's your birthday. Had you said this to me, I don't know, 5 weeks ago when the syllabus came out, when you delivered the syllabus and he realized, oh snap, the midterms on my birthday, then you figure out, hey, you know what? Is there a way I can take the midterm early? Because now there's no way that he can take the midterm early because you're rushing home to deliver it at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'm not unlocking the damn midterm. It's all done online. If I unlock the midterm, everybody can see it.
How old is this student? Are you teaching freshmen?
This is actually, no. I mean,
it'd be a little tiny more excusable if it was their first semester in college.
This is an upper class thing. Like,
is it his 21st birthday?
Oh, good one, Grant.
Probably. Mm. I don't know that. I could look that up.
But again, he would have known it's his 21st birthday prior to this afternoon at 4.
And, yeah, we're all on your side, Diz.
And the midterm is over. The class only goes till at latest 9.
Bro, just say you're sick like every other college student.
But if it's your 21st birthday, it doesn't even start.
First of all,
it's your 21st birthday and it's today, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to be hungover.
Already.
You are supposed to be in bed laid out because they came at you at midnight last night.
That's a good point.
Nobody, today? What are you doing awake? You should be in a pile of you-know-what in your dorm room.
Yeah, wow. Well, hopefully you're not in a dorm at 21, but I was, so there you go. Yeah. It's a late bloomer. It's not that funny. The answer is...
What would you have said?
My response would be 2 words and 6 total letters.
Which is?
No dice. No dice.
I don't talk to students that way.
No.
I just said that's going to be a no from me dog.
Right. The Professor Willard response would
what
be...
What do you think I said?
Well, you probably said, considering this is so last minute... And you obviously had no real wherewithal to realize that this day was your birthday before 4 this afternoon. It's time you grow up, little Johnny. Pull your head out of your you-know-what and either show up at 7 and take this or you get a big, fat F.
You know what I would have said?
What would you say,
I would have said,
get out of here!
Totally. Call my TA, Curtin Hayward Hills. You little runt. You didn't
know. Little runt is going to be on his ass.
You didn't know it was your birthday, you little runt?
Forget about it.
That's
really good.
I'm going to make Kurt my ringtone. We got to do it. Give a couple of people in the phone who you don't want to hear from.
Yeah.
Every time they call.
Get out of here and flush them.
And flush them. What was your response?
I said, you'll hate the first line.
Let's work together to find a solution.
No, I was firm, but kind. Hey, blank.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Like, that's great.
Reasonable.
Happy birthday. As much as I'm in favor of celebration, this does feel like a choice. That choice is yours, but I cannot set up a separate time to take the test just for that. It'll be available from class time until midnight. That's it.
P.S. There's no breathalyzer on the test in case you happen to be half in the bag.
No. Great. Let's drink. Yeah, you want to be wasted while you take it? Rock and roll.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, that's what I said. That's what I did.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I will give the student this.
How about some shots?
It takes a lot of chutzpah.
It sure does.
To text your teacher less than 3 hours before tip time of a midterm. And, as Lucas is saying, to come with that level of honesty.
Right. Also, a text over an email? That's also a choice.
Couldn't be bothered to send an email. Well, are you kidding?
I mean, maybe
you kids don't email.
Maybe he sent an email to
by emailing a professor.
Maybe he sent an email to my work account. I ain't checked that thing all day.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a response this morning. But I checked it last night, and he hadn't said anything yet.
Even we know not to email your work email.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
I'll get to it on Friday.
But like Lucas is saying, at least come with, hey, you know, I got in a pretty serious bike accident or something, right? Don't come with the truth.
Well, here's the truth. Warriors Roundtable's right around the corner. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. By the way, Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. 13 three-pointers last night in Milwaukee for the Dubs. So that is the 30th donation of the season for Triples for Autism. I want to remind you that if you want to get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. And that is Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. Warriors Roundtable.
Gucci.
Yeah, Kevin Dana.
Dance.
And Gary St. Jean.
Hello, fellas.
And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, we got Buster Posey
Buster
tomorrow.
Buster Posey. Greg Cosell. Buster Posey.
Yeah, I got questions for both
of them. I'm a Giants fan.
All right. Yeah. There it is. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Happy birthday, everybody. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.